Welcome to this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week from WNCW, a part of Morning Edition. My name is Paul Foster. Groups in Buncombe County are coming together in the fight and prevention, as well as education, for childhood obesity. And that is the topic this week, as we're joined by special guests from the Buncombe County Health and Human Services, the Health Division Director, Jan Shepherd, and also from MAHEC, that's Mountain Area Health Education Center, serving Western North Carolina, the Health Improvement Specialist, Terry March. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's our pleasure, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jan, I'll begin with you. Just how serious is childhood obesity entering 2017 in Buncombe County and Western North Carolina?
Well, Paul, childhood obesity is a very serious problem in the United States, across North Carolina, and here in our home in Buncombe County, because it puts kids at risk for poor health when they're young and as they grow into adults. So despite recent declines in prevalence among preschool-aged children, obesity amongst all children is still very high. And overall, the southern region of the United States, which includes North Carolina, has some of the highest prevalence of obesity. We don't focus so much on weight. It's not the most important issue, as is the poor health as a result of obesity. And that's what we worry about, the chronic disease and other health-related issues that come from the state of obesity. And we anticipate that this generation will experience a shorter life expectancy than their parents for the very first time.
Terry, I know that community health assessments are a big part of obesity and other health concerns, and they occur how often and consist of what, if you don't mind?
The community health assessment process takes place every 3 years. It includes looking at data that we're collecting on a regular basis, state data, national comparisons. But when we look at obesity, and specifically childhood obesity, which primarily the focus of our conversation today, we collect that data on an annual basis among K through 5 students in both the Buncombe County and Asheville City School Districts.
What have you and MAHEC discovered when reviewing the assessments and the data about childhood obesity?
We've been collecting this data over the past 10 or more years, and we have made some progress. The first year that we collect data was in 2003-2004 school year. And 61% of our children were at a healthy weight. So that means that 36% were either overweight or obese. In 2014-2015 school year, 64% of our children were at a healthy weight. And that's 36% being overweight or obese. So we have made some progress over those years. But clearly, when you talk about a third of your student population in those lower grades having an unhealthy weight, that's a significant problem that we still have a lot of work to do.
Jan, I'll ask you, because one of the things from reviewing a recent article about this subject as well that was done by some of our good friends at Mountain Express, it mentioned the groups and organizations who are involved. And man, what a wide list. Your two groups, of course, being involved. You've got Asheville, Buncombe County Christian Ministry, school groups, and so on. Who are some of the other participants that are teaming up with you?
The Asheville-Buncombe Food Policy Council is one. Asheville Buncombe Institute for Parity Achievement, or ABIPA, is one we work with. Appalachian Sustainable Agricultural Project, the City Schools, Asheville Area Bike and Pedestrian Task Force, the FEAST. MANA Food Bank is a big partner of ours at Buncombe County Health and Human Services around our community service navigation and our pop-up markets that we do that introduce fresh fruits and vegetables in our most marginalized communities. As you said, Paul, it's a robust list of community partners.
I found that very impressive, and I know that is going to help the cause even more when you've got that the many helping hands, so to speak, involved. It's the WNCW Friday Feature of the Week. We're talking about groups in Buncombe County that are coming together in the fight and prevention of childhood obesity, as we continue speaking with Jan Shepherd and also Terry March. Now for each of you, what are the steps that each organization is taking, and what are some of the tools and teaching at this point moving forward?
I mentioned earlier, Paul, that we have Health and Human Services has a community service navigation program. And within that program, one of the ways that we get information out to communities is through this network of volunteer navigators within some of our marginalized communities. And one of the attractors we use to do that is our pop-up market, which we partner with Spanish Food Bank to provide fresh fruits and vegetables in a sort of community fair type of an atmosphere. So those serve two purposes: get introduced fresh fruits and vegetables in a format that allows us to provide lots of education and information out to folks as well. There are a number of other initiatives that are going on right now, and I'll kind of hand it over to Terry. She's the expert in that area. When you talk about childhood obesity or obesity in general, an analogy that is often used is that it's a perfect storm. It is so many different aspects of the environment in which we live, what happens in home, what happens in community, what happens in school, what happens with our local policy, how that built environment, whether we have sidewalks and playgrounds, all those things come into play. And so when we pull together partners to talk about what are the pieces that need to come together that are going to impact it, we have to have a broad variety of organizations, everything from city government to organizations like the YM and the YW and North Carolina Cooperative Extension, so many different organizations coming to look at what's happening with education and how does our work connect with what's happening with city and county and municipal government, what's happening in our faith communities. For example, there are organizations that are like OBIPA that are working with churches to make sure that water is served at events and that there are healthy options. So you really have to look at the whole spectrum. Organizations that are thinking about how do you work with parents to talk about springtime. It's not one organization taking specific steps, but it's all of us working together to see how we complement and support our efforts and how we make sure that continuum is addressed.
Ladies, I wish we could talk further. I know there's so much more we could get into, but thank you for touching on this today. All about a coming together, a collaboration of many groups in Buncombe County in the fight against childhood obesity. Again, with Buncombe County Health and Human Services, the Health Division Director Jan Shepherd from MAHEC, Mountain Area Health Education Center, Terry March, who is the Health Improvement Specialist.
Thank you, Paul, for this opportunity.
Past Friday feature interviews of the week are also available on our website, wncw.org, as a podcast. I'm Paul Foster.